Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points, perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're exploring a really fascinating idea, how subtle yet, you know, incredibly intentional choices in our daily lives, things like what we wear or even what we choose to sip, might actually reshape our mood, sharpen our focus, and genuinely enhance our sense of sophistication. Our sources for this deep dive present a pretty compelling argument for the power of these, well, seemingly small decisions.
That's right. And our mission today, it isn't just to report on these ideas. It's to really unpack the intriguing, almost surprising connection between tangible items, like, you know, in this case, specific designer hats, and these non-alcoholic crash cocktails, and the reported impact on those wonderfully intangible states like calmness, centeredness, and that really invigorating feeling of being authentically, courageously yourself. We'll look at what makes these particular items stand out, you know, in their ability to foster both sophistication and a deep sense of mindfulness. We're going beyond the surface level claims here.
Okay, let's unpack this then. So our sources highlight two distinct, yet I guess profoundly complementary paths to upgrading your everyday vibe through this kind of intentional curation. First, we're diving into the world of elevated style with Eric Javits' designer hats and bags. Now, the description here, it goes beyond just being an accessory. It's presented as an iconic statement. But what does that really mean for our mood? Is it just about looking good, or is there something, you know, deeper at play when an item gets called that?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. And it's where our sources offer some genuine insight into, well, the psychology of fashion. When something is called an iconic statement, it suggests it's more than just functional, right? It carries a kind of cultural capital. Our sources emphasize these pieces have a significant pedigree, you know, worn by Melania, featured in top publications like Vogue, Bazaar, InStyle, Vanity Fair. And look, this isn't just name dropping. It taps into a psychological phenomenon often called enclosed cognition. It's the systematic influence that clothes actually have on the wearer's psychological processes.
Enclosed cognition. Okay.
Essentially, yeah. When you put on an item associated with such high profile figures and, you know, fashion authorities, you're not just covering your head. You're subtly engaging with that whole narrative of elegance and significance. It's a nonverbal cue, really, that signals to yourself a certain level of intentionality and self-respect. Knowing this hat has graced the pages of Vogue can foster this quiet internal confidence. It's almost like you're aligning yourself with that world of curated style. It moves beyond simply protecting you from the sun. It becomes part of your self-perception, a subtle mental shift towards feeling more put together, more capable. And that internal dialogue, it's incredibly powerful.
So it's not just about what others see. It's very much what you feel when you wear it. I find it interesting, though, that our sources pair this iconic statement claim with very practical qualities. They call them travel-friendly, chic, and effortlessly elegant. Now, for some people, luxury and practicality might seem like, you know, opposing forces.
Mm-hmm.
How do these sources suggest that combination actually enhances mood and sophistication? Is there a psychological benefit to something being both high-end and convenient?
Oh, absolutely. And that tension, that space between luxury and practicality, that's precisely where the magic happens, according to our sources. The luxury with practicality aspect, it speaks to a deeper form of preparedness and grace under various circumstances. I mean, think about the cognitive load we carry daily. If you have an accessory that looks stunning, but constantly needs careful handling, it adds a layer of mental friction, right? But when something is both chic and travel friendly, it reduces that friction. You know, it will hold up, look good, and not be another thing to worry about.
Right. Take something off your mind.
Exactly. This combination contributes significantly to that feeling of effortless elegance. It's the freedom to move through your day or even across continents with this underlying assurance that your style is intact without requiring constant attention. And this psychological state of not worrying about your appearance because you've made a smart, durable, beautiful choice, it frees up mental energy. It allows you to be more present, more centered in the moment instead of being distracted by, you know, your hat's welfare. This sense of being unburdened yet perfectly poised, our sources suggest, that's a cornerstone of true sophistication. And the versatility, you know, from oversized floppy sun hats for leisure to sleek everyday designs for city life, it further empowers the wearer. You can curate your presence for any context without compromise, reinforcing that underlying confidence.
It's truly compelling how an external item, a piece of clothing, can really become a tool for internal well-being and confidence. So, okay, we've explored how a conscious choice in external presentation can subtly shift internal states. Our sources suggest a remarkably similar principle applies when we think about, well, internal consumption. This leads us to the maybe surprising impact of mindful sipping, bringing us to these award-winning, ready-to-drink, non-alcoholic craft cocktails. Now, the marketing here says these leave you feeling calm, centered, and courageously you. I mean, that's a profound set of outcomes for a beverage. What are our sources really getting at when they make such a bold claim for a non-alcoholic drink?
Well, this is where the concept of mindfulness and consumption really comes to the forefront, as highlighted by our sources. The claim of leaving you calm, centered, and courageously you, it isn't just about the absence of alcohol. It's about the presence of intentionality and clarity. When our sources mention calmness, they're not talking about a sedated feeling, not at all. Instead, it's the reduction of cognitive load, right? The deliberate mental space created when you've chosen something that aligns with your values. It's the absence of the typical mental noise or maybe social pressure often associated with alcohol consumption that's replaced by a quiet affirmation of self-control.
Okay, so it's an active choice for clarity.
Precisely. And centeredness that emerges from this conscious choice. You're actively deciding to savor a moment, to genuinely taste and appreciate what's in your glass, without relying on an external stimulant to alter your state. This is reinforced by the smooth, sophisticated nature of the beverages themselves, which ensures the sensory experience is rewarding. You're choosing a path to relaxation and enjoyment that maintains your presence and awareness. It deepens your connection to the moment. And as for courageously you, our sources suggest this is about the conviction, the deliberate choice for clarity and personal well-being, even when social norms might lean towards alcohol. It's that quiet strength of prioritizing a conscious present state and standing by that choice that fundamentally reinforces self-possession and authenticity. It's almost a subtle act of rebellion in a drinking culture, you know, affirming your personal boundaries and desires.
Yeah, I think many people have experienced that challenge of finding sophisticated non-alcoholic options, historically anyway. It's often been a choice between sugary sodas or just water. So the fact that these are described as award-winning, even named best non-alcoholic beverage of 2023 by BevNet, that feels pretty significant. How does this recognition, this sort of proven quality, contribute to that feeling of empowerment and grounding our sources describe? Does knowing you're choosing a truly high-quality, respected non-alcoholic option amplify its positive effects on your mood?
Absolutely, yes. The award-winning status is crucial here, and our sources definitely underscore its psychological impact. Look, in a world where non-alcoholic options have often been an afterthought, maybe perceived as compromises, right? The recognition from BevNet, it elevates these cocktails beyond just simple alternatives. It validates the choice. For the consumer, knowing you're enjoying something recognized for its excellence rather than just making do eliminates any potential feeling of deprivation or, you know, social awkwardness.
That makes sense. It removes the less than feeling.
Exactly. This validation empowers the individual. It transforms the act of choosing a non-alcoholic drink from a potentially isolating decision into a sophisticated, informed one. It fosters a sense of pride in your choice, reinforcing that you're not missing out, but rather opting for a refined experience that stands on its own merits. So this conscious decision to prioritize clarity and well-being, supported by a product of exceptional quality, it amplifies those feelings of being grounded and authentically yourself. It provides a luxurious ritual without the trade-offs, making the act of mindful sipping feel truly indulgent and deliberate rather than like some kind of concession.
So, okay, what does this all mean when you put these two maybe seemingly disparate elements together? We have timeless style from the Eric Javits hats, offering that blend of luxury and practicality to create an unforgettable external presentation. Check. And then we have sophisticated sipping from these award-winning non-alcoholic craft cocktails, delivering calm and centeredness through intentional internal consumption. Check. Our sources suggest both are direct, intentional ways to upgrade your everyday vibe. But what's the deeper connection? Is it just about feeling good, or is there something more systemic going on?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, what emerges is a very clear and, I think, compelling pattern around the power of intentional curation in everyday life. Both elements, the carefully chosen designer hat and the thoughtfully selected non-alcoholic cocktail, offer a pathway to personal elevation through deliberate choice. Our sources really highlight that this isn't about superficial improvements. It's about actively building a personal toolkit for well-being and self-expression.
A toolkit, I like that.
Yeah. Whether it's the external presentation that unforgettable look a designer hat provides, instilling confidence and poise through, you know, enclothed cognition and reduced cognitive load, or the internal state fostered by a calm, centered, non-alcoholic drink that promotes clarity and self-possession through mindful consumption. Both are about deliberate curation. They powerfully illustrate how these specific intentional selections in both what we wear and what we consume can serve as really effective tools, tools for self-expression and overall well-being. It's about building a consistent, elevated experience for yourself, one thoughtful choice at a time, reinforcing who you are and how you want to feel in the world, you know, without compromise or apology. It's a proactive approach to shaping your daily reality.
We've taken quite a deep dive today into how specific, thoughtfully chosen items, from designer hats exuding effortless elegance and practicality, subtly influencing our internal confidence, to these award-winning non-alcoholic craft cocktails, fostering a profound sense of calm and centeredness through mindful consumption, how they can truly deeply influence your mood and your personal style. It's really about finding that sweet spot, isn't it? That perfect intersection where luxury meets practicality and where sophistication meets mindful living, all by making conscious, informed choices.
Right. And this raises an important question for you, the listener, to consider, maybe take with you beyond this deep dive. How do the deliberate choices you make each day, whether it's in what you choose to wear, what you choose to consume, or simply how you choose to present yourself to the world, how do they genuinely contribute to your own sense of calm, your centeredness, and an overall elevated well-being? Really think about the subtle but profound power you have in those seemingly small decisions to shape your experience.
And here's a final thought to maybe mull over as you go about your week. Think about how the subtle yet powerful act of choosing something elegant and practical, or perhaps something smooth and sophisticated without compromise, how that can actually become a daily ritual. A ritual that reinforces not just your outward style, but fundamentally your inner spirit, your confidence, and your deep sense of self. It's like a quiet revolution of personal presence just waiting for you to embrace it.